producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, starting out with directness, with connection, making your life better. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with the things that people are talking about for this Tuesday, last Tuesday of September. The archives, Kenny, I've dug up a couple of things from the archives that pertain to this date in history, putting things into perspective. On this date in 1916, John D. Rockefeller was reportedly worth $1 billion, according to his accountant. He is the very first American billionaire, and I believe the very first billionaire, period, in the history of the planet. A man who had amassed wealth, $1 billion. Think about it. On this date in 1916, can you imagine what that would be worth today?
That's why he has his own center, Dougie.
Yes, the Rockefeller.
That's right.
Yes, centered on cash.
And back then, $1 billion was a lot of money.
Yes, it was. Take a couple of those in this life. Also, on this date in 2004, the federal court ruled that the Patriot Act, the part of it that allowed the search of phone and internet records, was unconstitutional. So, how come, if that was the case in 2004, in 2015, we are still being monitored, phones and internet records, if in fact the Patriot Act was declared unconstitutional, at least those portions of it? Why do we still have people searching our phone records and listening to the phone conversations? And why do we still have the NSA checking out our internet records? If that's unconstitutional, why are they still doing it?
That's, I think, the question that most people ask.
It is the
question. Why are you still doing this?
So what good are all these laws to protect the American citizenry if the government is so out of control that it does what it wants and basically flips you the bird when you ask a question? They've been supposedly slowed down. What is now being done with the information? Isn't it being held by Verizon and AT&T and whoever the big companies are that do all the processing of that stuff anyway?
But yeah, those are the companies that hold on to it.
Yeah.
But still, I think that's where you get a great argument. And that's what Rand Paul talks about all the time in the debates when you hear him. And he says, well, you have to go through and you have to get a warrant to be able to get this information. And, you know, there's just not a legal way to collect it anymore. I mean, look at Edward Snowden. I mean, I don't even think we would have known there was a problem anymore had he not blown the whistle.
Yeah. And that's why, for those of you who don't like him, like Kenny Kessler, I don't like him as a human being. I don't know what kind of a person he is, but I know, and then you can say, well, what kind of a person would do this? I believe that he helped us in immeasurable ways. He helped himself to a point, but then when you think about it, here's a guy living in exile, basically, can't come home, but he did something that he thought was right, and in the end, as the president say, history will judge me as a great president someday. Okay, well, I think this guy did us a service, and maybe down the road more people who are not such strict constructionists will think something differently. And frankly, I guess when you get right down to brass tacks, it doesn't make any difference. You know, how do we hold this guy? Do we hold him in esteem or we don't hold him in esteem? Why is it you have a problem with him, Kenny? I've forgotten.
Well, because he intentionally got this job to steal these records, and then he went to China and who knows where else to give it. And every time he's interviewed and says he's all done, and he's given everything out, then a couple months later, he leaks something else.
Hmm. Yeah, there was some security information that was compromised. That's where I feel sticky with him a little bit. I mean, the stuff about blowing the whistle on what's going on with the government, okay, that's one thing, but when you start to compromise locations of our military and stuff, that kind of, you know.
Hmm. And the thing is, this is all our fault. Like you said, that this was deemed unconstitutional in 2004,
mm-hmm.
and
why is it still going on?
But nobody did anything about it, and we didn't hold anyone accountable to make sure anybody did anything about it.
Mm-hmm. And so whose job is that to hold those people accountable? Individually, is it all our job, the collective? Is that...
If our lawmakers aren't doing what we want them to do, it is ours.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately,
it is our responsibility.
It's the president. So, he's the boss, right?
Then is this a showdown of those values? Is the Trump Fiorina... And those Bernie Sanders. Is that a showdown? Is that what this is all about? Is this like the gunfight at the OK Corral? Either put them up or
This is what leads exactly to the popularity of these guys. It's mm-hmm. the fact that people are sick of the government and they don't trust them. Congress has like a 12% approval rating.
Yeah.
Nobody trusts the politicians anymore. That's what Hillary Clinton's even saying, mm-hmm. is that, you know, someone who's very likable and was supposed to just, you know, kind of breeze her way into the nominee position is now going, well, wait a second. People are, you know, wondering, can we trust her? Is she going to be transparent? Is she going to lie to us about stupid things like an email address? I mean, it's, you know, that's what gets into people's heads, I think. I mean, who do you trust in government? And I, on both sides, I don't know who the answer is. I mean, I don't know who I trust on the Republican or the Democratic side.
Well, that's the thing. Who do you trust in your life the most? If I ask that question to Kenny, I'm going to bet he's going to say Lisa, his wife.
Right. Yep. And you already know who I'm going to say.
Yeah, me.
Yes. Well, but yeah, actually, one of them, yeah. My mom and dad, though, just top you by an inch.
It's appropriate. Who do you trust? Think about this in your life and then extend it out from the person you trust the most to other people that you trust.
But you know how we talk about when we want to vote for somebody and we always say there's that it factor, that likability factor that no one can describe? I can describe it for you. It's who you would trust in your own life. Who could you see
Foxhole
in your own life that you would
trust?
Yeah.
Foxhole trust.
Right.
Yeah?
Exactly. Who's gonna come out? But and that's why people laugh at me when I say I like Trump. It's not that I think he's the most likable candidate. No way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he wants to survive just as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wants to win just as much as I do. And so, to me, I would put my trust in it. Otherwise, I'd probably have to say Ben Carson. Because, gosh, he could save my life if I got a bullet hole in me.
There's a front page story in the New York Times today, or in the New York Times, about Donald Trump and the expectation from the writer that Donald Trump is not going anywhere. He was asked,
people are saying that.
Where does his political adventure end? He said, I have no idea. He's, by the way, he's got a new plane. He ditched the 727. Now he's got a 757. Are you impressed?
But I think it's funny. Yeah, totally. I'd like to ride on it, actually.
Got a big 57-inch television.
I think it's funny about the media and Donald Trump is that he is still winning in every poll.
Yep.
He's still winning in every poll.
Yep.
But yet they make it seem like, well, his bubble's going to burst. And you know what? It may. Maybe he's not getting any more support. Maybe his popularity is going to dip. But you sound like such a moron when you say this guy has no shot when he's still number one
right.
in the polls. How
Peggy,
can you say that?
Peggy Noonan wrote something that basically somewhere he told her if he loses he goes back to being Donald Trump but even bigger.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
It's a huge publicity. And
right.
Now I've heard a little rumbling too. I'm interested to see what you guys think about this. I've heard that Michael Bloomberg may jump in as an independent.
Really?
That changes.
That would change a lot of things for guys like me.
Yeah, Trump was like the big kaboom, right?
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, all the story was around Trump. Now Bloomberg jumps in.
He jumps in not as a Republican, but as an independent.
Independent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't vote for him. I don't like him.
Why?
Too much government control. Tons. Right. He wants to be in your life all the time.
Well, but the interesting thing is that he has, in other areas, he's less in government control. Things like that, that he's, his own personal life and his style
right.
are very reflective. He and his daughter and his family are health nuts.
But that just because you're a health nut doesn't mean that you need to make a loss.
I didn't suggest that it did.
Small soda.
But that's where he's coming from. That's
right,
where his head
and
is
he's
there.
True.
Like,
you know?
Trump is all about money. Bloomberg has plenty of money, but he doesn't have as much money. Well, he may have as much money as Trump.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it, to see who yeah. in the bank wars, who's yeah. richer?
But you see, that also brings it around to the focus of how is it that only people who have money can run? Can you run and have a chance? If you have connections to money, then it's fine. But if you don't have any connection to money, you don't have any money, it doesn't work. So what's wrong with the system there? What do the rest of us, those who are interested in having the right people there, what do we have to do to fix yeah. that problem? We've let all of this stuff snowball out of control.
It's like
fact.
The chosen ones now.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that really kind of ticks me off about the Republicans is there is another candidate. Well, actually, there's two candidates that get no attention. Jim Gilmore never gets included in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and then even worse than that, Mark Iverson, I think is how you say his name. He's running for the presidency.
Did we have him on this program?
Did we?
Who do we have on, Kenny, that was running? That
Mark Iverson.
Where was I?
You were out gallivanting around.
On vacation.
I think it was while you were on vacation.
Stop it. We had him on?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Thank you.
I did. You were
in
here.
Thank you, Doug. Good. I'm glad you had him on. What did he have to say? Was he any good?
Nothing. You didn't say anything.
All right. Well, bummer. But at least he's getting attention. He gets a shot, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Make it fair.
Okay. Yeah, my policy would be if I were king of the world, I would not allow money to be spent in the campaigns, period. Everybody goes out, gets a shot, whatever noise you can make on your own, whatever accommodations the news media gives to you because of what you have to say, that wins the day with me. The rest of it is all garbage. 18 past the hour and good day.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good morning, America.
Morning. Come on.
I thought that was the emergency broadcast test.
Yes, it is. This is a test. A test of the emergency broadcasting system. How many times have we listened to that stuff? And, of course, it was nonsense. It never worked. It never would have worked. It was just another way of the government trying to make you feel good about something that never would have worked in 100,000 million years. All right, let's get down to personality, shall we? And personal stuff. Really personal stuff. Wendy Williams has a daytime talk program, and she's all about personal stuff. Here she answers an audience member's question about going out after work with people you work with.
I'm really cool with my coworkers. We have a great working relationship, but they're always wanting to go out after work. I'm tired. They want to do bars. They plan picnics, wine tastings, etc. I want to go home.
Sounds like the Wendy sale.
Girl. So how do I politely decline the next time something comes up?
Oh, it's easy. You be super nice during the work day.
Right.
That way, nobody senses shade when you don't go out with them.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, that's what you do the next time everybody at work wants you to go out. The only reason they want you to go out with them is so you pay.
Let's go.
Yeah, right, but you pay. Yeah. Also, during this part of the program, focus on the monologues from late night shows, including Conan O'Brien joking here about the Pope.
But, of course, the Pope has gone back home. He did go back home, and, yeah. Yeah, the Pope said I had a great time. I met thousands of people. I visited three amazing cities, and I got rid of John Boehner. So...
All right, so there's a lot of the John Boehner stuff floating around. Here on Stephen Colbert's program, he jokes about NASA
You see this info? Water really is on Mars?
I don't know if you all saw the news, but this morning NASA announced that they have found liquid water on the planet Mars.
What kind of water is that?
That is extremely exciting. It's a major scientific discovery with huge implications, because if there is water on Mars, that means there might be life on Mars, which would call into question everything mankind believes about its place in the universe. Very exciting news, because if NASA can find water on Mars, maybe one day they'll find it in California.
He's a little there.
Cute.
All right, let's see here. What else have we got? Seth Meyers joking about Speaker Boehner hitting the road.
House Speaker John Boehner has resigned and will leave Congress at the end of October. Boehner says he looks forward to his new job as the second square on a Sherwin-Williams swatch card. I think this room would look good in Boehner. Boehner also revealed this weekend that he regularly does yoga. His favorite part is the end, when you just lie on your mat and pretend that you're dead.
He does yoga? Why doesn't he just stop smoking? That'd probably be that'd go a long way.
Can you do both? Can you do both?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Do both.
All right. Yeah.
Stop drinking. Stop smoking. I sound like Dr. Ken Kronhaus now, but that's, and Dr. Jack Stockwell as well. You got to take care of yourself, and taking care of yourself. Yeah, yoga is terrific. It's good because you can stretch, good for your muscles, makes you stronger. It opens up your mind. I sound like an expert. I've been to yoga class, I think twice, maybe three times.
I would imagine with all your gas issues that you would have a hard time doing
yoga. Excuse me?
Because you're a gassy sort of
dude. Wait a minute, what? Kenny, did you hear that?
Off the air, we hear the brr, brr, brr. It's like a tuba warming
up. I'm
going to
miss you, Jennifer.
I'm just saying that, you know, those poses cause some the expelling of some gas.
Dad,
we're dog, not behind Dougie.
Wait a minute. Who said you could start attacking me already this hour?
No,
you
gotta
need a couple hours to warm up here a little bit.
I'm not attacking you.
I have the same normal functions in my body that everybody else does.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Women don't admit to having gas.
Oh, no. We totally have gas.
Really?
I'm not gonna play that game. All right. We definitely have gas.
Jennifer has gas. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100, coming right up. Should Kim Davis have been jailed for failing her oath to issue marriage licenses to all?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook and Ron Reagan. Kentucky marriage clerk Kim Davis was jailed momentarily for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Shouldn't she have obeyed her oath of office?
It's interesting because Kim Davis does not just want to express her own conscience and her own sincerely held religious beliefs. She wants to impose those beliefs on others, including the people that work in her own office. It would be one thing if she said, look, I've just got a personal issue with marriage equality, so I'm not going to sign something. But of course, my clerks, if they have no problem with this, and none of them except her son apparently do, they're free to follow their own conscience. But no. Kim Davis wanted to prevent them from exercising their own conscience as well.
I'm probably more upset by her in some ways than Ron will be, and that's because I am a staunch defender of conscience rights and of religious liberty. But she's not a poster girl for that fight, for precisely the reason that Ron suggested, which is that she works for the government. And there is nothing that I can see that exempts her from it.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Of dry weather here. We had a storm, I think, around the beginning of September, and we haven't had any rain for like 3 weeks. Now it looks like we're going to have either 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 days of rain here to pay the price. Those of us who are farmers who have lots of haying to do, corn to chop, field work galore. Okay.
Feel better.
Get that out of my system. Yes, Jennifer
Can
Horn.
I just tell you how much I would love to have some of your rain. I would not scream. So if you want a bottle and send it to me, I'd be okay with it.
All right. What about Kenny? Shall I share some with him too?
Of course.
Please.
Do you want?
Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler monitoring social media, Facebook.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's what you need to know about today, Tuesday. Other than Dr. Jack Stockwell will be with us in a few minutes to examine your blood work and mine. How many people think we ought to talk about the Afghan army trying to chase the United States military around, the Taliban.
Not around. They're trying to follow with the, because we're doing airstrikes. They're trying to take back some key positions in the, in their country. I wouldn't say they're chasing us.
Well, they're chasing around.
I might give people the wrong idea.
but you know what? At this point, who cares? Okay. Other than the men and women who are at risk from America who are over there without any good purpose. What's the point? All we do is create anxiety among the family and friends of people who are over there And so what have we got to show? What do we have to show for all of our years there? A big $1 trillion debt, men and women who've lost their lives for nothing.
Oh, and don't forget ISIS.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, they aren't a result. That's not Afghanistani. That's more because of what happened in Iraq.
In Iraq.
Yeah. So the United Nations, speaking of that, President Obama and Mr. Pukin Putin try to have a conversation about that, the Syrian, his business of getting into our face or the face of the Syrians. And,
I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
Okay, tell me something. I don't know.
I was impressed with Putin's speech at the UN.
Really?
I don't like this guy at all. He's a total scumbag, but he knows how to deal with groups like ISIS. He knows how to deal with these insurgent types. And the fact that he says, hey, look, if nobody's taking control, I'll go in there, and he's going to put boots on the ground. Now, does that make us come down the leadership ring a little bit because we're doing it and we're not doing it? Yeah, but if I were President Obama, I'd suck it up for a little bit and let him put some boots on the ground. I mean, you got to do something about ISIS. And Putin sounded like he was pretty sincere about getting rid of him. Now, that's for his own personal gain, so then there's a whole new set of problems.
He wants to have Syria as a satellite in the USSR.
Correct. He wants Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Don't just think it stops in Syria. He wants that whole area.
Okay, but is it worth we've now another vacuum that's been created. Is it worth it? Is he the only one who's talking tough enough and wants to do something
He's
about
the
ISIS?
The only one talking tough enough, yes.
Okay.
And that's sad.
So
we should be talking tougher.
Right. Well, we should be doing something. Am I talking tougher? We should be doing something. It's kicking the can down the road. That's all it is. Speaking of that, the House and Senate are going to try to pass a temporary spending measure that would kick the can down the road, the same as has been the case since September 11th. Do you know we haven't had a budget in this country? An official working document that examines what we do with our money, how we spend it, how we save it, what checks and balances there are. We haven't had that since 2003. We spent so much time going into Iraq and all of our distractions from that point to this that there's no budget. No, and we go back to why people like Trump or the other people, Carly Fiorina, ran a business. Or runs, Trump runs one, she ran one pretty successfully. Isn't that what we need? People say, well, we need, or some folks who have you believe, we need somebody who's established in the political system. Really? How's that working for you? How's that done for the last 8 years or 16 years or whatever amount of time you want to go back?
What intrigues me most about a business person is that they know about cash flow. It's money in, money out. Yeah. And the government is like, money in, money in, money in,
right.
And then lots of money
take, 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 take spend our money that way. And the perfect example of this is what's going on, the continuing discussion about Planned Parenthood and the arguing and fussing and fighting. By the way, Kenny, would you reference, please, for me a moment? I have taken a look at this story where the Missouri Attorney General found no evidence that Planned Parenthood mishandled the fetal tissue. This is going to be something. You know what? Actually, I'm going to bring Jack in on this. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here joining us as well. This whole issue about it isn't it has become about Planned Parenthood because supposedly there's a video that may or may not have been doctored up to show.
Well, there's not one. There's 10.
Okay. Well, however many there are. It shows secretly that Planned Parenthood did this, that, or the other thing to aborted fetal tissue. All of it's disgusting. As far as I'm concerned, it's just way beyond what I want to be talking about. But it's become such an issue, and it's been clouded by this strain of idealism versus another strain of idealism. The material that I'm looking at suggests, at least in Missouri, the Attorney General there says, quote, "We have discovered no evidence whatsoever to suggest that Planned Parenthood's St. Louis facility is selling fetal tissue." All right, does that mean another one may be selling fetal tissue? Maybe. But maybe I'm putting you in a tough place here, Jack, in terms of knowing what all of it for me is disgusting because I don't believe in abortion and I think life starts pretty much with the first heartbeat. And if I didn't ever think I was sure of that before, when I saw the pictures, the images of my grandson at a very early time in term, I would tell you that there was a lot of life there. So anyway, but this thing has been so politicized that it's hard to know what's right and wrong. And I don't even know what I'm asking you in terms of your experience as a doctor. You've had to deal with probably patients who have had issues. I would bet every once in a while, because you're the sort of person that people want to talk to. When somebody comes into your office and they want a treatment, Jack is a very, very fashioned nooka chiropractor, very, very specialized form of chiropractic. Jack's very, very good, known around the country and around the world as one of the great practitioners in this. But he also has such strong working knowledge. You've educated yourself in all sorts of things that have to do with medicine. That's why I have you here. And I don't even, as I said, I don't even know what I'm asking you. I kind of know where you are. I think you agree with me for the most part. And the fact you have 14 children.
13,
excuse me.
Yes, let's don't exaggerate.
Yeah, I know. Perhaps puts that into perspective. But what do we need to know that we don't know about all this hoopla?
Well, there were conversations captured where there was amount of money being expressed in return for a delivery schedule of fetal tissue.
Right.
Now, that, you know, I guess that could have been doctored or manufactured by some...
But still disgusting.
No matter how you...
But it was said, and fetal tissue is used in a lot of vaccine cocktails. It's supposedly not in the cocktail itself, but it's used to grow the virus that is going to go into a human. What better tissue to use than human tissue? Mm-hmm. If you're going to develop a virus, attenuated or anything else that you're going to put into a human, they also use other kinds of animal cells besides human tissue. The problem is that when those viral elements are extracted from that growth medium to put into a cocktail, some of those cells come with it. Now, where did they get the fetal tissue to grow this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not out there on the street talking about this. It's not on the talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it is listed in the content of, you know, the insert that goes into some of these vaccine cocktails that you can get in a
doctor's office. Do you have a Planned Parenthood office in St. Louis and
Salt Lake? Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The issue for me has been funding any 501c3, any charity, no matter what it is. I think that there are a lot of things that go on, and the woman that's closest to me, and I would be interested in having Mary, your wife's point of view on this at some point, where there is...
She'd love to.
Where there's an issue about this particular thing, it seems to distract from what other things are done at Planned Parenthood. Jennifer said, well, you know, you can go someplace else and get it. There are other places to go.
Especially with the Affordable Care Act now and Medicaid.
But why would you want to close down an organization that was doing mostly good work, even though they provide these sorts of things that we all found distasteful?
I don't want to shut them down. I just don't want to do government funding there. I don't think we should government fund abortions. I just don't.
Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing, though? Is that where the money that goes to Planned Parenthood? How do you?
Yeah,
let's
and
say
what's illegal
Planned Parenthood says we don't do that
illegal, and that's why I think it needs looking at. And actually, this week in Washington, they're going to put in a select committee to look into Planned Parenthood. And look, if there's nothing going on there, then fine, no problem. But if there is something going on, at least you'll know about it. One of the interesting pieces of legislation that no one's talking about, instead, it's always this divisive, like, you know, the Republicans want to shut down the government and, you know, all this.
Well, the way they're going about it is nonsensical.
Well, there's a new piece of legislation out from Sean Duffy. He's a congressperson out of, I think, Wisconsin. And he's drafting a bill that would let the states decide. And, you know, I'm totally all for that. The states can decide whether or not they use their Medicaid funds for funding Planned Parenthood or not. And why not? That gives the people at least
But it shouldn't
by
be
making it smaller
all,
on a smaller level, it lets the people of the state decide, which I think is if you can't get rid of it at all. If you can't get rid of
that's
the
what the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are about. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments, you know, if it's not specifically laid out in the Constitution, it's left to the states to decide what they want to do.
There's too much federal control of all kinds of things, and that, and you see that in the way that all the 501c3s are handled and how much money is extorted from you through the tax system that is used for things that you don't approve of. That's really the bottom line here. Okay. On that, we close the door and we open the door to Dr. Jack and how to read your blood test. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next here on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell brought to you by a product that has been created by his largesse. The Long Life Energy Enzymes that have been compounded to help you in so many different ways. Those of you who love sugar, this will help you out. Man, it's helping me out. Pop four of them in your mouth in the morning before breakfast. You'll be reporting back to us that it's like a cup of coffee without the caffeine buzz. Lots of energy. It helps to protect you from lots of things. As Jack has said 100,000 million times on this program, it all starts in the gut.
Absolutely.
Your health is in your gut. And this product, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, purifies your gut. Save yourself from processed foods with the Long Life Energy Enzymes. And the proof is in the doing. The proof is in the pudding. So, here's what you do. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on Products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Use the code Doug, and you'll save 10%. Okay? That's it. We're on it here. I take them every morning, four of them. Meredith takes them every morning. Matter of fact, we had a chat with, what should we expect, Meredith said to Jack.
Well, I had another patient just yesterday come in and say, should this have an effect on my eczema? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, the eczema on my arms is gone after 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. This is a stellar product. Long Life Energy Enzymes. Check them out. Also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What else? What do we have in the podcast department? So many, we're well over 100,000 now listening to these podcasts. Every week, Jack and his wife Mary produce a new medical podcast. What's the theme this week?
Well, the thing we're working on this week is we just finished up the three series on vaccinations, which has just jumped the numbers right through the ceiling because this is a discussion to people on the street.
Yep.
So that anybody can understand it. And I just got the latest proof of my book on how vaccines wreck human immunity that'll be up on Amazon within a couple of weeks, I think.
Cool. All right.
And And then we're working on another enzyme to explain even in clearer detail. I think the one that comes out this week is on the enzymes. Mm-hmm. Just how these things cover every cell, just the blanket covering of every cell in the body.
Yep.
And the continued reports we get of people decreasing their insulin requirements.
All right. Let me ask you, I have sent you my latest blood work.
Yeah.
We got about a minute to discuss. Let's talk about insulin. And the sugar for, I think my numbers are below what they have been, but it's all about sugar and our complete addiction, all of us, to sugar, and that affects the insulin level. So what are the right, somebody gets their blood work done, what are they supposed to be looking at in terms of numbers for insulin only?
Well, what they're looking for is the fasting number.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're going to go get your blood drawn, and they want to do usually a good 12-hour fasting. So you've got the solution, this
and then
drink.
Don't you have to drink all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then, which is extremely...
No, not for your insulin.
Yes.
For insulin? No, for your colon, yeah, but not for...
No.
No, you can
no,
do
you
it
drink
for,
like the
for a glucose
water.
For a glucose tolerance test, not for insulin. Insulin, insulin is going to respond to how much sugar you've consumed over a period of time. And the important thing about making sure that your insulin is checked when you're having glucose tolerance check, in other words, your ability to handle the sugar.
Really?
If your glucose is high, you want to make sure, and your insulin levels are high, you've got a real insulin sensitivity problem, and it's not just diabetes.
Ah, so check your numbers, know your numbers, get the blood work done. Dr. Jack Stockwell with us here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good Day program. On the top of the tech heap is Greg Stebbin, Tech Talk Time. Greg Stebbin is from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor for them, and he is here to do my bidding for me. I want to know about these chips and pins. I want to know about I want to start with Mark Zuckerberg actually being invited to speak to the United Nations. I found that fascinating, and what he said, the fact that he was invited was fascinating, and what he said was even more fascinating. So we'll talk about that with Greg in a moment here on Good Day. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Speaking of heels, here's Greg Stibben from, it was too easy a shot. The last commercial was about heels. You heard that, Greg? Or are you too busy trying to find out what Zuckerberg said at the United Nations? Okay, so this has import and impact for maybe just one reason. The fact that this company is as big as it is internationally, is there a more important company? One wonders, because there are, what, can I say billions of people who are on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a day a few months ago where 1 in 7 people on the face of the earth used Facebook on the same day.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All right. So what did he try to present, or what did he try to convince the UN when it came to connectivity around the world? There are a lot of holes, aren't there?
Of course there are. I mean, you know, there's holes right here in the United States, so you can imagine what it's like in lots of other countries around the world.
Right.
So, I mean, he's not alone in suggesting that internet access should be a human right and that there should be internet access everywhere in the world. Now, it's nice to say that. It doesn't mean you can necessarily snap your fingers and pull it off. I mean, there's a lot of backbone that needs to be built to make that possible. I actually, when I heard that he was going to be speaking at the UN, I thought to myself, wait a minute, is Facebook actually a country? I mean,
almost.
In all seriousness, should we actually be considering including huge global connected networks like Facebook in political decisions? You know, like, you know, the president flies off to these, I'm not thinking of any off the top of my head, but these meetings of world leaders,
Zuckerberg should be there.
Yeah, and not just Zuckerberg, but, you know, somebody from Google and somebody from Microsoft and somebody from Apple. I mean, that is not an unreasonable thing to consider given the role that technology and our digital connected world, given the way that things are now connected today.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think it's great that he was invited. I think it's great that he went. I think it's great that he has a message to deliver. And I think that's an important step forward, because to do otherwise would be ignoring something that has a huge influence on our lives.
Facebook is rolling out a new advertising product that it says is going to help marketers better reach consumers. They really are. I mean, they've got so much power in terms of marketing. They will bill $15 billion a year in the next couple of years.
That's it? That's it?
Oh, my God. Isn't that, it's just amazing. Maybe you're right. I mean, how many countries have that kind? How many smaller countries, they don't have that kind of reach, that kind of spending?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure that, it, you know, in a span of a couple of minutes, we could find out where Facebook ranks in terms of population and revenue relative to other nations of the world. It's almost like a digital nation state.
Yep. It is a digital, and that is that the future? This is really not, we're not putting this, this is not a put on.
Yeah, it's, maybe it's Facebook the is the border, not physical
right,
borders.
Exactly. In the future, do we have countries represented by Facebook and Google and Amazon and Apple? Greg Stibben here with the questions and answers on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.